This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The climate change alarmists have brainwashed the entire public into thinking that every weather event is now caused by climate change.
The Health Ranger Report.
Every time it rains, they call the weatherman. Was it climate change? It's insane.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
War is coming. It's deliberate. It might be more accurate to say war is being engineered. And in this podcast, I'm going to explain exactly why, including the dynamics of the fiat currency system and the Federal Reserve. Welcome to my podcast. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. HealthRangerReport.com is the website to go to for more podcasts. So first, to understand why they have to create war, let's start with the stock market. Now, the government, in order for the people to continue to believe that they need a government, remember, the number one purpose of government is to protect its own interests, grow its own size, and even increase the public's obedience to the government. In order to do that, they have to keep the illusion of prosperity growing. So they have to keep the stock market rising. They have to keep creating money and pumping it into the stock market. This is called quantitative easing. This is what the Federal Reserve has been doing since 2008, when they also created a couple of trillion dollars overnight to pump that into the failing bank system as well to prevent the global economic collapse that, frankly, should have happened mathematically in 2008. So you with me so far? For the government to stay in power, they have to keep the stock market up. And in order to do that, they have to keep creating money. Now, the only way you can get away with creating all this money without causing massive hyperinflation in prices and the devaluation of the currency is if your currency is accepted as the global reserve currency. This is absolutely critical to understand. The US dollar has been the global reserve currency since, I don't remember what year it was, but it seems like it was the 1970s, perhaps, one of our leaders negotiated with Saudi Arabia and some other OPEC oil producing countries in order to create this arrangement where the dollar would be exclusively used to buy and sell oil. So the dollar became the oil reserve currency, in other words. This was absolutely critical, and this is why George Bush and everybody else has always protected the Sauds, you know, the Saudi Empire. Even though they have a horrible human rights record and they execute gays and women and you know, the whole story. But we've done this deal with them because it's their insistence that they will only sell their oil in dollars that is keeping our dollar as the global reserve currency, which is allowing the central banks to create almost unlimited fake fiat currency in order to prop up the stock market and in order to keep the government in power. Okay? This is the map so far. Now, in order to keep the dollar as the global reserve currency, and that's absolutely key to defending propping up the lifestyle of America today, it's crucial. If the dollar is dropped as the global reserve currency and all the other nations start trading in something else, or especially if the oil countries start selling oil in some other currency, then the dollar starts to collapse and we can't print as much currency and we can't live on debt anymore. That's key to understand. In fact, this is probably why the first Gulf War took place. It wasn't because Saddam Hussein was stealing oil from Kuwait or invaded Kuwait. It was because Saddam Hussein threatened to start selling oil using a currency other than the US dollar. That's why he was invaded. That's why the weapons of mass destruction were created as fake news, you know, false flag, all of that. But that's ancient history at this point. That's the early 1990s. At this point. But history repeats itself. So now that you understand that we have to keep the US dollar as the global reserve currency, you understand why we're in the Middle East, why the US military is waging war in Afghanistan and Iraq and now Syria. Why Syria? Because it's a location where a fossil fuel pipeline wants to be built by Russia. It's a place where Russia wants to have access to the Western seaports on the very western edge of Syria, the eastern edge of the Mediterranean Sea. Russia needs those ports for military and strategic reasons, as well as energy reasons, but it also needs it in order to export energy, you know, fossil fuels. Russia is largely a fossil fuel exporter. That's its main export, whereas the United States is a dollar exporter. The U.S. exports dollars because it's convinced the rest of the world that the currency means something, that it's backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, even though the U.S. government is counterfeiting money by the trillions of dollars every few months at this point. So, enforcing the dollar as the petrodollar, as it's sometimes called, the global reserve currency of choice for energy trading, that's what the war is all about. Ultimately, when you get down to it, yeah, sure, it's handouts to the weapons manufacturers and it's contracts for all the friends of Washington and so on, you know, the military-industrial complex. Yeah, there's that element as well. But behind all of that, it's an extension of the policy of the central bank. The war is necessary, if you track it back through all these things I've mentioned, the war is necessary to continue living on debt. Remember, if you can't live on debt if you can't keep printing money. You can't keep printing money if the dollar isn't the global reserve currency for oil and energy. And you can't enforce that unless you have a military presence in the Middle East and you wield your power and you threaten enemies who might not want the dollar as the currency. And you enforce at gunpoint as a nation, you enforce at gunpoint other oil producing nations, making sure that they sell their oil in dollars only. And that is what allows you to print money and live on debt at home, which allows you to keep getting elected by promising larger and larger financial handouts, more entitlements, more food stamps, more unemployment, more Medicare, Medicaid, all of that. It all comes down to war. Now, very few people have ever connected this in any kind of analysis, but the truth is, most of America wants their entitlements, so they demand war indirectly. Maybe they don't say they want the war, but their actions demand it. If you want to live on entitlements as a country, you're going to have to create a lot of fake money. If you want to create a lot of fake money, you're going to have to convince the world to use your currency as the reserve currency for something big like energy transactions. And if you're going to enforce that, you're going to have to deploy your military to force everyone to do that at gunpoint. That is exactly the summary of what's going on. Everything else is just detail. Lots of little details in who's being attacked now or what war strategy or which false flags, or which chemical attacks and this and that. A lot of little strategies wrapped up inside of all this, but the big strategy is very simple. If you want to live the illusion of entitlements and debt as a nation, you want to be $20 trillion in debt, headed for $40 trillion in debt, you're going to have to fight a lot of wars in order to make the world, effectively, you are forcing the world to absorb your debt spending lifestyle. You are exporting debasement of the currency, and you are socking it to all these other countries that are using dollars as a currency to engage in their transactions, whether they're buying or selling oil. The United States, effectively, through monetary policy, is stealing from the world, stealing productivity from the world, exporting dollars as debt that are increasingly devalued and effectively consolidating economic consumption power, spending power into America, where it's controlled specifically by those in power. So this is all about the people at the top, not only ripping off you and me, but ripping off the entire world. America has become, through this policy that I've described here, has become not only the military bully of the world, but has also engaged in effectively financial theft. But it's actually more of consumption theft or wealth theft for the entire world. And that's a very big deal. That's gonna come back and hurt America big time, because America is creating a lot of enemies with these kinds of policies. A lot of people don't like that, and the backlash will be huge. You don't want to see that. Anyway, check out more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for joining me. Share this podcast. It does explain a lot. It also explains why the lifestyle that you've become used to in America is a very temporary thing. And you better not be too comfortable. You better not be too over-leveraged. You better not have too much debt. Because at some point, the world is going to turn against America, against the dollar, drop the dollar, and probably go into a gold-backed currency launched by China. That's the most likely scenario at this point. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.